Word is a spring rate cut by the Fed, but it all depends on inflation deflating. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 28th day of November. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news, you, the U.S. consumer, are much more confident in the economy than just last month. A fake AI-generated woman made the news today. Have you heard of house hacking? You will today. Is worker strength decreasing and are employers back in the driver's seat? We'll share that story. What about income levels for Americans? We'll dive into that as well. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Google is about to purge thousands of inactive Gmail accounts. And this just in, Charlie Munger, the longtime sidekick of Warren Buffett, has died. He was 99. The news is next.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and this is the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you have made the decision to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can do that at @IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and on Facebook, Insight on Business, the News Hour. A central bank official said there is a possible rate cut coming in the spring if inflation continues to subside. The Associated Press is reporting that Christopher Waller, a member of the Fed's Board of Governors, cautioned that inflation is still too high and that it's not yet certain if a recent slowdown in price increases can be sustained. But he sounded the most optimistic notes of any Fed official since the central bank launched its aggressive streak of rate hikes back in March of last year, and he signaled that the central bank is likely done raising rates. Waller, by the way, is regarded as relatively hawkish, meaning that he typically favors higher rates to combat inflation rather than low rates to boost job growth. But he has also become somewhat of a bellwether for the Fed's overall rate-setting committee. We shall see. On that bit of news, the markets took off only to moderate by the end of the session. However, the three major indexes did finish in the green, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. After several months of consumers fretting about the economy, we're seeing a return of confidence. The AP is reporting that the Conference Board, that's a business research group, said that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 102 this month from 99.1 in October. Analysts were expecting a reading of 101. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. The survey also showed that Americans' expectations of a recession in the next 12 months declined to the lowest level so far this year. All of this matters because consumer spending accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity. Economists pay close attention to consumer behavior as they measure the broader economy. Americans did cut back on retail spending in October, ending 6 straight months of gains, though the decline was partially driven by falling prices for both gasoline and cars. However, as we've seen from recent readings, consumers have been active and spending more over the past week and a half. The Associated Press is reporting that AI is active in the Israel-Hamas war, with hundreds of fake images emerging from Gaza. Not to be outdone, a technology symposium about software, scheduled to start on December 7, put up an image of tech speakers. However, one of the images was fake. That caused executives at Microsoft and Amazon to drop out of the conference, and once other speakers learned of the deception, they too dropped out of the virtual event. There's a new trend developing among Gen Z and millennials, and it's called house hacking. High interest rates and a lack of affordable housing is driving some to rent out sections or entire properties to create an additional income stream. According to a comprehensive report by Zillow, nearly 4 in 10 recent homebuyers consider house hacking to be a very or extremely important opportunity. The enthusiasm for house hacking is particularly pronounced among younger generations. In the Zillow survey, over half of millennial homebuyers, accounting for 55%, and 51% of Gen Z homebuyers expressed positive views on the practice. So how does it work? Well, individuals acquire a property and then start to rent out portions of the house to others. While all this seems to be a new fad, it really is not. Back in the 1950s, my parents rented out the upstairs of their Detroit home to a nuclear physicist who had survived the Holocaust in Germany during the Second World War. What is old is often new, but now you know. After a series of big union wins, CNBC is reporting that workers are losing their upper hand and employers are once again in the driver's seat. All year long, and back into last year, the challenge of finding qualified workers for open positions has been among the biggest for companies, and wage growth was happening at an increased pace. Now, 60% of chief financial officers surveyed by CNBC say that it's become easier to find and hire qualified workers for open positions compared to a year ago. That marks a 25 percentage point increase from a quarter ago when 35% of CFOs held that view. A magnitude of that change over a quarter is rare in this quarterly survey series. The Federal Reserve recently looked at how family incomes changed between 2019 and 2022, and it found that median income went up by just 3% over those 3 years. The average income, however, jumped by 15%. Confused? Let's dive into this for just a bit. What this tells us is the growth in income was much higher for families at the top end than for middle and lower earners. In other words, the rich have gotten richer much faster than anyone else. According to the Federal Reserve, this represents one of the largest three-year raises in inequality in recent U.S. history. If your annual salary is around the median or about $70,000 a year, the cards may seem stacked against you. But you can take proactive steps to take control of your finances and work toward your goals. With some budgeted adjustments, smart saving habits, and focus on increased earning potential, financial stability is possible even in the face of increased inequality. So how are you going to do all this? Now, there's a couple of tips for you. First, stay out of debt. Focus on paying off high-interest debt like credit cards first, and then explore debt management programs if you're struggling. Limit new borrowing and live below your means to avoid accumulating more debt when possible. Second, automate your savings plan. Start by setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to savings and investment accounts, and leave it alone. Third, take advantage of workplace benefits. If your employer offers matching contributions for retirement accounts like 401ks, make sure to contribute at least enough to get the full match. This is one of the best guaranteed returns you can get to boost your savings. And it's like free money. Finally, start to build an emergency fund, putting aside enough money to take care of 3 or 4 months of living expenses. It may seem impossible, but even by starting out low, it will pay off in the future. Speaking of money, Wall Street closed the day higher with the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 35,416. The NASDAQ picked up 40 points to end the session at 14,281, and the S&P 500 added 4 points to finish the day at 4,554. The markets were much higher around noon, but then fell back as the day wore on. West Texas Intermediate crude gained $1.72 to close at $76.58 a barrel. It was the first gain in crude in nearly a week. The 10-year T-bill fell again today to settle at 4.325%. And finally, there is this, and this is about when Google will start to reduce the number of inactive accounts. Google is set to begin mass deleting accounts that have been inactive for more than 2 years. The tech company has set Friday, as the deadline for users to sign in and prevent deletion after the company cited security concerns around older accounts when it announced the purge back in May. Tech companies are increasingly taking such preventative actions, a security expert told CNN, and this move effectively shrinks the attack surface available to cyber criminals. It could also be a cost-cutting measure, given the expense of storing data for users of Gmail, Google Photos, and other popular services. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that do this each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a pleasant evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.